do know the time folks have again, so I'll just say right now it's 10, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Correct mountain time, 10 o'clock, courtesy Coppi Jewelry. For over 30 years, famous for diamonds.
By transcription. Here's Robert Trout with 5 minutes of the latest news brought to you by the Ford dealers of your community. America's worth more car is the new 53 Ford. With its quality-built Crestmark body, this Ford is setting style standards for years to come. And Ford's new Wonder Ride is another worth more feature designed to make this Ford worth more today and years from today. Ford's new Wonder Ride combines advances like more responsive spring and shock absorber action with new rubber compression bumpers to reduce front-end road shock up to 80%. Visit your Ford dealers. Test drive the 53 Ford tomorrow. Now your nightly reporter, Robert Trout.
Soviet Russia tonight broke off diplomatic relations with Israel, demanding that the Israeli minister leave Moscow without delay. And the Russians, of course, are withdrawing their mission from Tel Aviv. It was the Soviet legation in Tel Aviv that was bombed early this week by Hebrew extremists, with the premier of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, calling the bombing a senseless crime and offering to compensate Russia for the damage. But Moscow accused the Israeli officials of conniving in the incident, and now tonight we have the breaking off of diplomatic relations between the two countries. We can expect a great uproar from the Iron Curtain countries in protest over President Eisenhower's decision that the atomic spies must die. But practically all the reaction that we have so far tonight is in support of the president. Republican Senator Robert Taft says, "I don't see how President Eisenhower could do anything else." And Democratic Senator Henry Jackson of Washington State, who used to be a member of the Atomic Energy Committee in Congress, says he concurs with what the president said about the seriousness of the offense committed by Julius and Ethel Rosenberg and the obvious fact that their action in giving atomic secrets to Russia could be disastrous to thousands and perhaps millions of people. The Supreme Court will be asked once again by the Rosenberg's attorney to review the case, which the court previously refused to do, and that seems to be the last hope left for the Rosenbergs, who heard the news of President Eisenhower's decision on radios in their cells at Sing Sing, but gave no outward sign of emotion. For nearly 4 months, a federal jury here in New York has been hearing the case of John Prevost, the former Army sergeant accused of treason for helping the Japanese during the Second World War, and a few minutes ago, the jury returned the verdict, guilty of treason on two counts. President Eisenhower, in his State of the Union message, called for renewal of the Reciprocal Trade Act, and today the president conferred with Republican congressional leaders for an hour and a half, discussing the general subject of international trade. The domestic economy came in for attention today when the president named James Brownlee, the New York investment banker, to the job of government consultant on wage and price controls, a sign, perhaps, that the new administration is thinking in terms of keeping some curbs on wages and prices, possibly on a standby basis. Meantime, the decontrolling process goes on. The United Press says that tomorrow the government may do away with the price ceilings on poultry, eggs, tin soap, and lard. Chairman Saltonstall of the Senate Armed Services Committee says that General James Van Fleet, the former commander of the 8th Army in Korea, will be asked to explain his statement that an Allied offensive now can break the Korean stalemate. Senators have quoted General Omar Bradley as saying that such an attack would cost many lives and would not assure us an early victory at all. In Korea tonight, the South Korean president, Mr. Syngman Rhee, endorsed the proposals for a blockade of the coast of China. And in East Germany today, the communists began talking all over again about a new blockade of Berlin. Tomorrow night, at this time, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles will make a radio report to the American people, and this program will not be heard tomorrow. But I will, of course, be back with the news as usual on Friday night. This is Robert Trout in New York. Now here's Harry Clark for the Ford dealer in your community.
Want to save on truck running costs? Get a thrifty new Ford truck. Only Ford trucks offer savings up to 14% on gas. Ford's modern, all-new, overhead valve short-stroke engines reduce piston travel, cut friction, and save up to 1 gallon in 7. Only Ford trucks give you all this, plus a choice of V8 or 6 engines. See your Ford dealer now for a thrifty new Ford truck. He'll give you a generous allowance on your old truck.
Listen for Robert Trout on Friday evening on the CBS Radio Network.
And CBS Radio, serving the Midland Empire, KOOK in Billings.
It's time for Sheridan Beer.
Wherever you go, people are stopping for Sheridan Beer. Because of its mellow brewing, it is truly
the premium beer of the Northwest. one twinkling star. Doesn't matter on which one you are, if you're digging me on your radar. Hello out there, hello. Though you are a strange and foreign race, if you are equipped to fly through space, pay a little visit to our place. Hello out there, hello. If you got nothing else to do, just rev up the rocket.
Bye.
To pocket, to pocket, to pocket. If you've a pair of wings that you attach to a sprocket.
Fly on down.
Don't you let appearance worry you. We are pretty funny looking too. Anyway, in case I'm coming through.
Hello out there, hello.
Are you listening? Well, hello out there. Get ready to go. This is Cliff Ewing, ready to conduct another recorded Cook's Tour through Music Land. Some of the finest top pops in the land today, and they're all for you during these next 55 minutes, so tune in that radar set and let's get going. At 31 degrees at Cook on this chilly, snowy February night, we begin with Percy Faith on the orchestra playing the Swedish Rhapsody.